Well, thank you. Thank you, brother. It's good to be with all of you again. And since it's still February, let me wish you a happy new year.
And, 弟兄姐妹们，大家好，很高兴又跟大家在一起分享神的话语。因为现在还是二月份，我想跟大家说一声春节愉快。
Since we last met, we also have a new granddaughter, so now five granddaughters all together.
自从上一次跟大家见面以后，我们又新添了一位孙女，所以现在我总共有五个孙女。
So thank you for your prayers for us as a family and your partnership in ministry.
很感谢大家为我们做祷告，作为我们家庭还是在一起的这个祷告。
This afternoon, we're going to start a new series from the book of Jonah.
今天下午要跟大家分享一个新的系列。
Many of you have heard stories from Jonah since the time you were children.
可能这个对大家来说，自从你们的孩童时代，你们有听过这个约拿的故事。
But as we will see, the book is much more than a story about whales and wilting plants.
我们将会看到这个故事。对我们教导的更多，不光是这些有财富就等等吧。
It's a story about God's relentless grace and the transforming power of the gospel.
这故事就是神对我们永不知息的恩典，还有神的大能怎么样改变我们。
Join me in a word of prayer as we begin.
请大家和我一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to worship you.
天父，我们感谢你，为今天感谢你，我们可以在一起来敬拜你。
Lord, we ask now humbly that you would speak to us through the preaching of your word.
我们谦卑地向你呼求，通过你的话语向我们说话。
Father, I confess my need of you and pray that you would use me as your servant this morning.
我承认我需要你通过今天下午的讲道。
We ask, Lord, that you would speak powerfully and deeply into our hearts and lives.
我们求你用你的大能向我们说话，让我们知道你的话语。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们靠主的圣名祷告。Amen.
Well, the Olympic Games in Beijing are now over.
北京的奥运会现在结束了。
And Norway, as is often the case, won most of the medals.
那国这个挪威这个国家就像往常一样总是这个得到金牌或者奖牌的第一。
Followed by Germany and the United States.
然后下面是德国还有美国。
But the PRC did have more gold medals than the United States.
可是这一次中国得的金牌比美国还要多一枚。
But you know, the story that really caught my attention during the Olympics was that of Norway's Jarl Magnus Reber.
不过对我来说，这个奥林匹克当时最吸引我的地方是这个叫Jarl Magnus Reber 这个运动员。
He had an Olympics to forget.
他在这个奥林匹克有一个故事要忘记。
Upon his arrival in Beijing, he tested positive for COVID and had to go into isolation for 2 weeks.
他刚到北京的时候，然后他就测试这个新冠，结果他测试成阳性，所以呢，他要两个星期就需要去被隔离。
And couldn't train at all.
他不能训练在这段时间。
He was eventually cleared to compete in the combined Nordic event, which includes ski jumping and cross-country skiing.
那他最后是允许参加他要的比赛，好像是有滑雪和这个滑行的这个 cross country 这个运动。
And after having the highest and longest ski jump, he went into the cross country event with a 44 second lead over the rest of the field.
那么他完成了他这个滑雪完了就到这个平地的这个滑雪的过程中，他已经有44秒钟的领先的地位。
And then he went the wrong way.
但是他走错了路，完了。
He went the wrong way on the course, and when he realized his mistake, he went back, but by then he had lost his lead.
当他意识到他走错了这个路的方向的时候，他回头，但是他已经这个失去了他领先的位置。
He only finished in eighth place.
那最后他得了第八名。
Going the wrong way cost him the prize.
那走错方向，结果让他失去了金牌。
But even more tragic than that is when we choose to go the wrong way in life.
更悲伤的是，如果我们在我们的生命当中，我们选择走错了路。
Have you ever chosen to go the wrong way to try to run and hide from God?
那么你曾经有过在你跟随神的过程中，你选择了错误的方向呢？
We do it all the time.
其实我们每个人都会这样做。
We ignore God and we go the wrong way.
我们选择忘记神，我们走我们自己的路，结果走错路。
We go our own way.
我们选择走自己的路。
Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way.
那以赛亚书53章6节说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We do it for money.
我们是为了我们的钱这样做。
We do it out of fear.
我们也许是因为害怕我们这样做。
We do it to avoid confrontation.
我们也许是为了避免跟别人冲突而这样做。
We do it to have control.
我们也许是为了要有控制欲而这样做。
And we do it to keep a comfortable life.
我们也许是为了我们过一个舒适的生活，我们这样做。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what happened with Jonah.
弟兄姐妹们，这也是正是这个发生在约拿身上的事情。
He chose to go the wrong way.
约拿在今天的故事里头选择走这一条错误的道路。
Listen again to the words of Jonah chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
那我们看一下约拿书一章的前三节。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose,to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
刚才牧师读的就是约拿书的一章一到四节。
Jonah gets a clear, direct commission from God to go and preach to the city of Nineveh.
那约拿在这里得到神非常清醒的非常清楚的指令，要他到尼尼微去宣讲神的话语。
But he tries to flee from God by going in the completely wrong direction.
但是他却害怕去，他选择要到另外一个方向。
Look at the map.
可以看这个地图。
God called him to cross the land and to go east to the city of Nineveh. He gets on a ship and goes as far west as he possibly can to try to flee from God's presence.
那么在这个地图上我们看到神是要他北上到尼尼微去，可是呢他却走了很远的路往西边去。
Now, before we move on, just a little background about Jonah and the book that bears his name.
在我们继续这个故事之前啊，我先介绍一下有关约拿的一些背景。
Although this book is about Jonah's call to preach to the Ninevites, Jonah was primarily a prophet to Israel.
虽然在这个故事里头啊，这个约拿被神呼召要到尼尼微去传讲，但是实际上，这个约拿是这个以色列的先知。
During the time of the divided kingdom, he was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel during the reign of King Jeroboam II.
那么，约拿是北国以色列的先知啊，他是耶罗波波安二世的时候是在做的先知。
So Jonah was actually the earliest of the latter prophets.
其实就是约拿他是这个以色列的比较靠前的先知之一了。
But his prophecy, or I should say the book of Jonah, is different than most prophetic books.
约拿书跟其他先知比较是非常不同的一本书。
There are no visions and no sermons, no messages like we find in the other prophetic books.
那么在这个约拿书里头没有异象没有这个信息而这些在其他这个先知书上是非常经常非常的这个容易看到。
The book of Jonah is an autobiography.
那约拿书其实是个个人的一个故事。
It's Jonah's personal testimony.
是他个人的见证。
And you know, sometimes it can be more effective to share a personal testimony of how the Lord has worked in our lives than it is to preach.
那有的时候如果是拿正道相比，那个人的见证对于大家来说有时候可能更有效。
And this is what we find in the book of Jonah.
And 这就是我们在约拿书上所看到的。
Now we're going to see two things this afternoon in the first part of his testimony.
那在他个人见证的第一部分，我们将会看到有两点。
We're going to see something first of the nature of sin.
那首先我们是要看到我们人心的罪恶。
And then we're going to see something of the nature of God's relentless grace.
然后第二点我们就看到神对我们这个永不知息的恩典是什么呀。
Let's first consider what his story teaches about the nature of sin.
第一点我们就看到神在这本书里要告诉我们就是我们人心的罪恶。
The first thing we discover in the few verses that we read is that sin is disobedience.
那刚才我们所读的前面几条几段经文，那我们能看到的首要的就是罪是不顺服。
Another word for that is rebellion.
也就是说是叛逆的。
Jonah rebels against God and disobeys his clear word to go and preach to the Ninevites.
约拿是叛逆的，他就是故意的不听从神要他到尼尼微去传讲他的信息的时候。
Second, we learn that sin is defiant.
第二点就是罪是这个轻慢的。
Not only is Jonah rebelling against God, but he, as we've seen, is going in the complete opposite direction to Tarshish.
那我们看到就是神要他往北边去，但是他却选择了走一条完全不同的方向。
He's defiantly trying to get as far away from God and Nineveh as he can.
那他就是轻视了神的命令，要到另外一个地方去。
Brothers and sisters, we do the same.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有时候做同样的事情。
We often deliberately and defiantly do the opposite of what God wants.
很多时候我们是是故意的要跟神作对的，要做神不喜悦的事情。
Third, we learn that sin is also deceptive.
那第三点我们看到就是罪是迷惑人的。
Jonah mistakenly thinks that by going to Tarshish, he can flee from the presence of the Lord.
约拿以为他到这个约帕去，他就会能躲开神对他的这个护照。
He's deceived by his sin.
他用欺骗的方法犯了这个罪。
It's like me when I play hide and seek with my 2-year-old granddaughter Marley.
这就像就是牧师在跟他的两个孙子孙女在玩一种这游戏的时候。
He hasn't quite figured out the game yet.
他们这个不知道怎么去玩。
And when it's her turn to hide, she'll stand in the middle of the room and put her hands over her eyes.
他这个当轮到他的时候，他就把这个用双手把眼睛这遮住。
Of course, I know right where she is.
当然我知道他在哪里。
And I think it must be the same way with us when we try to hide from God.
那这也就像当有的时候我们要躲离神的时候，那神非常清楚知道我们在哪里。
Like my 2-year-old granddaughter, we stand there with our hands over our eyes, thinking that we can flee from his presence.
就像我的孙女两岁的孙女，她用手捂住她的眼，就以为这是说我们都看不见她。
Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalms 139.
现在我们打开圣经到诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139, and I'd like to read verses 7 through 10 of this familiar psalm.
我要给大家读的是从七节到十节。
Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell, listen, in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall hold me.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里？我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里？我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
Brothers and sisters, you can never outrun God. Some of us have tried.
弟兄姐妹们，也许你们有人试过，但是你不会这个从神面前逃到他看不见的地方。
But sin deceives us.
但是罪是迷惑人的。
By promising what it can never deliver.
这个是他的这个应许是永远不会这个失去的。
Finally, we see that sin is destructive.
最后我们看到的是罪是毁灭的。
It's destructive to ourselves, but also to others.
那么他对我们是毁灭的，对别人也是毁灭的。
To get to Tarshish, Jonah pays a fare that scholars say would amount to an entire year's salary.
那么约拿要去这个 约帕，那么他要付这个船票，据说要，要他一年的工资才能付得起的船费。
Think about what you make in the course of an entire year.
你可以想一下你自己一年挣多少钱。
Now think about how destructive it would be if you wasted that amount of money on some foolish sin.
你想想，如果你这一年的工资用在一件没有意义的事件上来看，是多么的这个毁灭性。
But not only was it destructive for Jonah and perhaps his family,
不只是对约纳本人，那对他的家人也是毁灭性的。
Think about the consequences of Jonah's sin for others.
我们可以想象这个约纳他的罪对别人的这个后果。
He puts the entire ship and sailors in jeopardy.
那我们知道，就是他把整船的人都带到一个危险的地步。
And not only that, the Ninevites' chance to repent and avoid God's judgment is delayed.
那对这个尼尼微的这个审判，因为他的这个叛逆也是延迟了。
Jonah isn't thinking about others, he's thinking about himself.
那约拿是只想着自己，没想到其他的后果。
Now at this point, we need to stop and ask ourselves a penetrating question.
那这个时候我们要停下来问问自己。
Why was Jonah fleeing in the first place?
为什么约拿首先会想到要逃走？
Maybe he was just more comfortable staying at home.
也许他这个在家里待着更舒适。
Or maybe like...Many of the prophets, he feels inadequate, ill-equipped for God's call.
也许像其他先知一样，他觉得他自己没有能力来做神吩咐他要做的事情。
The prophets often gave excuses. I can't speak. I'm too inexperienced.
那我们看到一些先知经常找各样的借口来逃避，说我不会讲话啊，我没有能力等等。
Maybe Jonah is afraid.
也许约拿是害怕。
The Ninevites are Assyrians, and they were enemies of Israel.
尼尼微属于这个亚述，他们是以色列的敌人。
And they were an evil people who were notorious for torturing their enemies.
那尼尼微的人是非常凶残，他们对他们的敌人是非常的凶暴。
Jonah might have thought that this was a suicide mission.
约拿可能以为这个到他那去就相当于自杀。
But the real reason that Jonah hates the Ninevites and is angry with God is... Sorry, let me say that again. The real reason is that Jonah hates the Ninevites and that he's angry with God.
其实真正的原因是约拿对尼尼微人是极其的痛恨，所以他选择去不听神的话。
In his mind, these people were wicked.
在约拿看来，这尼尼微人是非常的邪恶。
Look once again at Jonah chapter 1 verse 2.
那我们再回到约拿书的第一章一到二节。
God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh because their evil has come up before him.
那么第二节说，起来到尼尼微大城去，警告其中的居民，因为他们的恶行已经达到我面前。
That is the same expression that was used for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 18.
那么这用在这个尼尼微的这个描述跟这个创世纪十八章用在索罗摩和俄梅拉这个用的词语是一模一样的。
But there, God sent his people out of the city so he could destroy it.
那个时候是神把他的 他的人带出来，然后神把这两个城市说毁灭。
Here in Jonah, God is sending Jonah into Nineveh.
那这个时候，这个神是把约拿亲自的派往尼尼微去。
And Jonah realizes that God's intention is not judgment, but salvation.
这个时候，约拿其实已经想到神不是要他要去把这个尼尼微带来审判，而是说要把他们带来救恩。
God is calling Jonah to go to the very people that he and Israel hated.
那神要把约拿带到这他和这以色列人同时所恨的敌人尼尼微城去。
Jonah would rather see them destroyed.
那约拿愿意他们被毁灭。
In his mind, they don't need grace, they need justice.
那么在他眼里头，那么对尼尼微人这个是应该毫不留情的。
We know this because of Jonah's own words in chapter 4, verses 1 to 2.
那我们从这个第四节就能看到。
But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster.
那么对约拿他对这件事如此不喜悦，那么他恨这个神给他分配这件事情。
Okay.Can I continue?
对不起，我听不到了。
Okay.
很抱歉，我 Sorry, I can't hear.
你听不到声音，雨晴。
好的，请继续。
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Jonah fled because he couldn't stomach the relentless grace of God for a wicked people.
约拿生气是因为他无法理解神对这些邪恶的人的这个宽恕。
Why should God forgive them?
那为什么神要宽恕这些邪恶的人？
Some years ago, I was at a church meeting where a missionary spoke about his call to reach Muslims with the gospel.
那几年前我在一个会议上，那有的人跟我们分享他被派去穆斯林的团体或者国家去传道。
And some of the believers at the meeting didn't like his approach and began attacking him because these Muslims were enemies of Israel.
有些别的人不理解，然后就攻击他，说为什么他要到穆斯林中间去传福音。
And under his breath, one man said, and I quote, "They can all go to hell as far as I'm concerned."
那么那个人就如此的愤怒，他这样说，我这样记着，说这些穆斯林人应该下地狱去。
Brothers and sisters, that's how Jonah felt about the Ninevites.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是约瑟怎么看约拿怎么看这个尼尼微人。
So let me ask you this afternoon, who is it for you?
那么我们今天下午来问一下，那你是怎么看呢？
What people do you despise?
那么什么样的人你非常的痛恨？
Is it Biden and the Democrats?
是这个民主党的拜登吗？
Maybe it's Trump and the Republicans.
啊，是这个共和党的 Trump 吗？
Do you despise the poor?
那么你对他们都是这个憎恨的吗？
Maybe it's the rich that you hate.
啊，也许你是对这个穷人或者对富人憎恨。
What about Muslims?
啊，或许是问这个穆斯林人。
What about the Russians?
或许是对俄国人。
Brothers and sisters, there are two ways people escape God.
弟兄姐妹们，那有两种方法我们想要这个从神面前逃离。
There are those, to quote Romans 1:29, who have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.
那有一种人就是在罗马书的一章二十九节所描述的，就是装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨。
Those were the Ninevites.
那么他们就像这个尼尼微人一样。
But there are also those who are moral and religious, even believers, whose self-righteousness has caused them to forget their own need for God's grace.
那还有一种人就是好像是自以为义的，那么这种自以为义的啊，让他们啊忘记了神。
That was Jonah.
那么这就是约拿就是属于这种例子。
And if we're honest, it's often you and me.
如果我们都坦白，实际上是包括你和我。
Until we see our own sin and our need for God's grace, we will never understand how God can be gracious to evil people and still be just and faithful.
如果我们去问自己。那我这个我们是不是心里头需要神？那直到那个时候，我们才知道自己是如此的邪恶。那么我们就是要从神面前逃走。
But what we see in these verses that introduce the story of Jonah is also something of God's relentless grace.
那我们看到的是这些经文也告诉我们神是如何的不停止的向我们施行他的恩典。
We see, and we'll just go over this quickly and then we'll close, and we can move to the next slide.
那我们就快快的把它读下。
We see,First, that God's grace is shown in his concern for the Ninevites. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, brother?
It looks like, brother, Yuqing's network is frozen.
I see, okay.
Yeah. 小景，你可以再次翻译吗？小景？
我可以的。
Okay.
那谁的 A 点首先体现在他对尼尼微人的担心？Scott Countryman, I'll translate for now.
Thank you. So again, what we see is that God's grace is shown in his concern for the Ninevites.
对，谁的 A 点体现在他对尼尼微人的担心上？
Even though these were a Gentile people who were the enemies of Israel.
虽然他们是外邦人，他们也是以色列人的敌人。
Next, we see that God's grace is shown by his love for an evil people.
第二条，我们看到神的恩典体现在他对恶人的爱上。
This was the original evil empire.
这是最邪恶的最初的那个王国。
Yet God showed them compassion.
但是谁仍然对他们显示出谁的怜悯。
God also shows his grace by giving the Ninevites an opportunity to repent before his judgment.
第三点啊, 谁的恩典呢, 也是在给尼尼微人在水派前给他们一个悔改的机会。
And when Jonah finally went to them and preached, they did repent.
当约拿最后回到他们那里去的时候, 他们确实悔改了。
And it postponed the destruction of their city for roughly 150 years.
那对尼尼微人的这个毁灭呢, 也推迟了将近100年。
Finally, brothers and sisters, God's grace is seen in his relentless pursuit of Jonah.
最后第四点哈, 谁的恩典尤其体现在他对约拿的这个, 不松懈的追持, 坚持的要,
,得到他。 Even when Jonah rebelled and went his own way, God never gave up on him.
虽然约拿背叛, 约拿走了自己的路,
and he will never give up on you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May God add his blessing to his word to us today.
愿神在他的话语上增添他对我们的恩典。